Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Farm Bureau's outstanding youth were among those attending the annual congressional tour in Washington, D.C. last month. Outstanding male Marcus Wiseman said although this was his second trip to the nation's capital, it was a trip he enjoyed.
I came in sixth grade, and I came and I was able to eat with Mark and Eddie and see everybody and see how it all works. And I said, I'd like to come back here myself and try to live it up as big as they did. And being able to come back now, and as I felt like I've earned my right here, you know, kind of not just tagging along as, you know, Shane's kid, it feels pretty good.
Outstanding young lady Lauren Rowlett says this was her first time to visit Washington, D.C.
We've been on tours, we've eaten at restaurants, and I've gotten to meet so many of the Kentucky Farm Bureau members that I didn't know before, and it's always a pleasure meeting new people. Just getting to see Washington, D.C., and getting to see the city has been amazing, too. I've never been here, so I haven't gotten to see any of the monuments, or the White House, or the Pentagon, or any of those things. And just, it's so much different to see it in person than it is just to look at it on a screen.
When asked about the impact of Farm Bureau, Wiseman says the organization gives you a voice.
It's like when you talk, you listen. They hear you, they understand you, they know where you're coming from, because it's not like you're going and you're telling somebody you don't have a clue what you're talking about. They don't understand, and they're just like, yeah, okay, and they sweep you under the desk floor. But with Farm Bureau, you talk to them, and, I mean, you feel like you're sitting there talking to yourself in the mirror.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Lauren Rowlett says being in Washington was a unique experience.
I know that being in hometowns, you can come to Kentucky Farm Bureau meetings, or you can go to a meeting that's advocating for agriculture, and you can have that little impact. You can have your voice be heard at that level. But to have an opportunity like this, where you're really going to be places where people will hear what you have to say, it's just an awesome experience, and being able to advocate for agriculture that way.
Both say there is a clear message they wanted to leave behind in Washington.
I'd like to thank them, you know, some of them a lot. Mitch McConnell, I'd like to ask him what it's like to have all his power. I know he's got a lot of power and everything. And I'd really want to ask him what they're doing for us.
What are they doing to advocate for agriculture? Because a lot of times people like to say that they're advocating for agriculture, but it's really important that they actually show that. They show that in the policy they make. They show that in how they speak.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts of the Farm Bureau Radio Network.